So yeah, the mood around the house was pretty bad the next couple of days. My grounding meant after school I had to come right home and no TV or internet. Fortunately, Mom said I could have one friend over every day, but only for 2 hours. What really struck me, though, was how Birch and Uncle Star were taking it. I often heard them talking, each trying to take blame for what happened. But I know who was really to blame. Me. If it's one thing Mom, Dad, and even Uncle Star had taught me, it's that whoever is holding the ball last is the one to blame. I was the one who decided to disobey Mom and read my email. I was the one who decided to sneak out without telling anyone. Me, the last guy holding the ball. Yet, there they were, almost wallowing in misery. And that was my fault, too. I kept hearing them singing songs and talking, and every single song was a sad one. Well, I can sing sad songs too, you know. So I grabbed a good one and burned a CD of it. I put it in my boombox and connected the karaoke mic. Then I put on my shades and went into the family room where they were. They turned and looked at me. I plunked down the boombox, turned it on, and started singing. By the end, they were smiling. Let's see if you are too.
To her.